Chapter 63. What is dollar cost averaging? This is a great strategy for most people. This is a phrase you might hear from time to time, dollar cost averaging. It's kind of a cool technique, and you should be somewhat familiar with it because it can help you make more money as an investor. Let's look at two investors in terms of the fable, the tortoise and the hare. Remember that one? The tortoise and the rabbit decide to race each other. The rabbit, obviously much faster, takes off and is in the lead. The tortoise, well, being a tortoise, is quite slow. He plods along in the race. Who wins? Spoiler alert! In a flash of literary surprise, the slow-plodding turtle wins the race. But what does this story have to do with investing? Well, with dollar cost averaging, you're taking the same dollar amount and investing it over time into a stock or fund, with the goal of buying into the stock or fund at different prices over time. So imagine you had $5,000 to invest. You could put all of that money to work instantly and buy $5,000 worth of a particular stock or fund. But now let's say you have $1,000 that you get each month for 5 months. So in this case, instead of buying all $5,000 on one day, you're spreading it out over 5 months. And here's where things get interesting. Which is better, putting all your money to work at once or doing it gradually over time? Putting all of your money to work immediately would be the hare, and spreading the investment out over many months would be the tortoise. But who wins in this race? Well, it depends. If the stock or fund you're buying fluctuates in value, meaning it goes down some and then goes up some and then goes down again, when you dollar cost average, when you buy in that fund over time, you may be able to buy when the fund is a little bit lower, meaning you're able to buy more shares, basically. But in another example, if the fund just goes up, then of course it probably makes more sense to put it all to work instantly. So how do you know? What's an investor to do? Well, sometimes you may not have a wad of cash to invest at once. For example, people who contribute to a 401k every month are basically dollar cost averaging. With every paycheck throughout the year, they're taking part of their income and investing it. But other times, you might have a wad of cash. For example, if you receive an inheritance or receive a lawsuit settlement, or maybe once you get your IRS tax refund. In these cases, even though the stock could go up and up and up, like in our last example, investors like to spread out their buys over time. They don't want to make a single purchase, but would rather gradually get into a stock or investment. The takeaway? Well, there are pros and cons to both approaches. But for this lesson anyway, the takeaway is that dollar cost averaging is a complex sounding phrase for simply investing the same amount of money into the same investment over a period of time.